Yadu Adi, B'Shem Reb Chaim. A famous question he asked, what we know that we're mechuyev in Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day by Shachris, by Mayriv. What is unique about the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder that we're telling over Yitzias Mitzrayim, something special about Leil HaSeder that we do not have the entire year? Rav Chaim says, Halachodik, the three Nafka minutes. Well, the three Nafka minutes we find three differences. The first, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be in an oifen of She'elo Utshuva. There's a give and take, question and answer. Secondly, in the Tzura of how's it being given over, it's not just Yetzias Mitzrayim, Maschilim Bignus, we start off when we were B'tchila Oiv the Avodah Zorah, and how we finish off with Achshav Kervanu Hamokim La'Avodosai. And the third Nekuda, the Baal HaKodesh tells us, Yochum Yerush Chodesh, it's only in the Zman that I have Matzah, Morer, Pesach. Amar Rabbi Gamliel says, we didn't mention these three, we're not Yoytze Archoiv. We don't have to mention Korban Pesach by Shachris. Matzah and Mor are not a part of Mayriv. Three differences that we find by Leil HaSeder that we don't have the entire year. And we'd like to know, is there a common denominator? Is there something that's Ma'achid that unites all these Kilu three halachas? I'd like to start with another Nakuda. We find something very, very strange when it comes to Leil HaSeder. Chazal were metakin karpas, metakin start removing the wine, start moving the in order today. Sheyishalu hati noikis. The question is, what is the point of this tircha? What's the point of, we want to have the children asking, where is the remez that we have, Kibbutz Chazal found, that we should be doing this? It's for sure in the times of Chazal, they didn't teach them in Cheder that we have to make karpas. We have to make karpas. That's for sure not. If they knew about it, it wouldn't be Kadesh Yishalu Hatinoikis. We'd like to find a remez, find a makor for Divrei Chazal. I'd like to say over an akuda that I heard from my father, Harini Kaporos Mishkovoi. He asked a question. We know that Lashon Kodesh has a limited vocabulary, but when it comes to certain inyanim, there's so many different lashonos when it comes to using, when it comes to expressing oneself. We have dibur, siach, amira, neum, sipur, hagoda. And he was asking, what's the difference between the lashon of Sipur to the lashon of Haggadah? And it's even really more pertinent to us, because these are two lashonos that the Torah uses when it comes to the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder. We have V'higadeto Lebincha, and that we have Leman Tesaper Ba'oznei Bincha, which is a lashon of Sipur when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's a lashon of Haggadah when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We want to know what's the difference between them. They can't be the same. We don't have doubles in Lashon Kodesh. Each one has their own message, their own theme. What's the difference? They answered like this, that Sipur is when you're saying something over as a story, as what you went through, as you experienced it. You're putting yourself in the Sippur. You're part of the story. We find this by Moshe Rabbeinu when Yisrael comes to visit. Vayisaper Moshe lechosnoi. Moshe Rabbeinu tells his shver, "Es kol ha'aloidais Yisrael. What happened with Klal Yisrael? Es kol ha'tlo'asher mitzvahosam baderech. All the kilu, the troubles and the difficulties that they made up, that they came with, met up with when they left Mitzrayim, when they were in Mitzrayim and leaving Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them. This is not just the dry facts. It's how Klal Yisrael went through it. It's alive. This is a point of Sippur. Sippur is like how you tell over something. You tell over a story to somebody else with your feelings involved, with all the small details, making it alive, as opposed to Haggadah. Haggadah is a lesson that's used by Eidos, being giving over Eidos and Bezdin. Bezdin's not interested in your feelings, what you experienced. Were you traumatized with what you saw? That's not Negeah to Bezdin. What's Negeah to Bezdin are the dry facts. We need two people to give Eidos, to give Haggadah, and that turns it from being a subjective experience to something that is an objective reality. Two people experience the same thing. Well, we could assume that it's true, but Haggadah is what are the facts? Give me, just tell me what happened, black and white, and nothing more. Sippur and Haggadah. Now, this comes the question, okay, when do we use the lashon of Sippur by Mitzrayim, and when do we use the lashon of Haggadah? It's very, very interesting. When the Baal Haggadah tells us, afilu kulonu chachamim, kulonim zkenim, nevoinim, it's still mitzvah aleinu lesaper. We're using the lashon of lesaper. Kol hamarbe lesaper b'siyas Mitzrayim. Again, the lashon of Sippur. We'd like to explain with this Hagdama, if the mitzvah would just be the dry facts, so I'm a Zokin, I'm a Novin, I'm educated, I'm a Talmud Chochem, I know it already, but that's not the complete mitzvah. The mitzvah is to relive it, to give it over in an animated form that it becomes alive. And so even though we're chacham and zkenim, mitzvah aleinu lesaper, say it over in a derech sippur. With this, we could also understand what is the dogish of kol hamarbe lesaper, meaning what more alive that you make it, what more you're mayrich to turn it into a reality. That's the mitzvah. We can't have a nusach. There is no nusach for, you know, l'machmirim. The Chazal didn't tell us how you're supposed to be a meshubach. Why is that? Because it's each person, how much he turns it into a mitzias, how much he makes it into reality. With that, he's mekayim the mitzvah's sippur. You'll ask, what about Vigadata Labincha? And here, there's a very, 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 very big difference. The question is, who are you talking to? Does your son have ears? Ba'aznei Bincha or Nebuch is here, Rasha? Vigadata Labincha. Bavur Zeh also Hashem Li B'tzeisim Yitzrayim. When the child is not really so interested in listening, so then, don't be mayrich. Just tell him the facts. Bavur zeh osa Hashem li. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me and my son. Unfortunately, if you would have been there, I can't guarantee you that you would have made it out. There's two steps. There's Haggadah. We have to say that's the dry facts. And if the son's not a bar kibul, just keep it short, to the point. But if you're Zoyche, be Mayrich, make it alive, kol hamarbe l'saper. There's a beautiful word from Rav Huttner. He said the Lashon of Sipur is from the Lashon of Livnas Sapir. Sapir is a gemstone, a sapphire. He says that's the Lashon of Sipur. What does that mean? What's the connection to Sipur, to a sapphire? But it's Hein Hein Hadvarim, like we mentioned before. It's taking Yetzias Mitzrayim and bringing it out through your Mitzias, bringing out through your feelings and emotions, turning it into reality. Likewise, the sapphire takes light, but the shine, the brilliance that's given off, is not that light that we started, but it's the light through the sapphire. And this is an akuda, taking Yetzias Mitzrayim, and how does it have a shaykhus to me, giving it off to others? And with this, I'd just like to finish. And it's really, I think this is the ikar vort over here. Pesach has many, many mitzvahs, many, many hidurim. You're zoicha to go down to the matzah bakery. You might even be zoicha to help clean for Pesach. But I really think the most hardest part, the most hardest avoda, the most difficult avoda, better to say, is Chayev Odom Lirois Atzmoy Kehilu Hu Yotzami Mitzrayim. It's supposed to be such a sipur, not something that happened in the past, but it's supposed to be that I myself, we went out of Mitzrayim. How are we mekayim that? So there's some people that you know, they kilo, they imagine I'm in a time machine. Some people might wear some beged that looks like from the time of Mitzrayim and try to make it real in that sense. And I think that's all good, that at least you're trying. But I think there's something much, much more basic over here. You'll tell somebody that, you know, right now there are a group of Yidden that are being held in bondage, are being held in slavery as slaves in Mitzrayim. And the first thing that comes to mind, one second, I have an uncle that he's a big Askin. I'm going to see what he can do. We're going to use our political clout to get them out. We're going to bribe them. We're going to pay them ransom. We're going to get them. We can't think. It's out of our mindset to think that what a Yid, Yidden, a whole Shevet, Klal Yisrael is being held in bondage. No, we can't think of it. It's not part of our mindset. It doesn't stem. Unfortunately, we had a reminder by the Shoah, by the Holocaust, that no, we're not in control. Klal Yisrael has no Mitzias without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Holocaust came to teach us. And we had a very, very sad reminder this past Simchas Torah, and it's still continuing, that without the Eibishter, we don't have any Metzias. And this is the Chayev Odom Lireis Atzmai. We're starting off Bignus, that we don't even have a Metzias, not Gashmias, not even Ruchmias. We need the Eibishter to bring us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekar of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us into Yidden. Sure, we had to have our input, but it's only with the Siyata Deshmaya of the Eibishter. This is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to put ourselves back to our shayrus, coming to the Hakara, that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Goyal, we have no mitzias, not in Gashmias, not in Ruchnias. This is the mitzvah of Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We should all be zeichet and mekayim. The mitzvah, b'shlei musay, and that's chus, b'tvi zeichet, to the Gula Shlema.